Today you will be guided on how to prepare for technical presentations. The Apple guru, Steve Jobs, once said, "I hate it when people use PowerPoints instead of thinking. People confront a problem by creating a presentation. I want them to engage, hash things out at the table, rather than show a bunch of slides." People who know what they're talking about don't need PowerPoint. Not only did the late Steve Jobs ban PowerPoint presentations, other big-named corporate giants such as Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Elon Musk, self-proclaimed Chief Twit, and others have banned them and their clones from all presentations. They don't call it death by PowerPoint for nothing. People are bored to death viewing them. Many people would rather undergo root canal surgery than get in front of a group and deliver a paper or give a presentation. Look at the bright side. When you give a presentation, you have an opportunity to shine and grow professionally. As a result, you can advance in your career. How do you prepare for a technical presentation? Firstly, get to know your audience. Have you ever wondered why some entertainers end their shtick with, "Thank you, you've been a wonderful audience," while others are dragged off the stage with a hook? The answer is quite simple. Wonderful audiences aren't born. They aren't divine intervention, and they don't happen by accident. Wonderful audiences are the result of the hard work of script writers, comedy writers, and songwriters who take the time to understand the audience. You too can write a dynamic presentation and have a positive effect on your audience. But first, you must take the time to get to know them. Get ready for prime time. When preparing for your presentation, determine 5 key points and subpoints that zero in on your topic. Expand each key point and subpoint as fully as you can by using the brainstorming and outlining tips. After you expand the points to their fullest, sequence them in the order in which they make most sense for your audience. Get comfortable with your environment. If you're able to, check out the room beforehand. Make sure that you have all the equipment you need, including a podium, audiovisual equipment, and name tents. Find out whether you're presenting near an airport, a main highway that has trucks whizzing by, or an area where heavy construction equipment is being used. You may not be able to do anything about distracting background noises, but you must prepare for them. For example, build in a little extra time if you have to pause because of loud noise coming from construction equipment or ambient distractions. Conveying your message with confidence and competence. Use language that's clear, concise, and conversational. Keep it short and simple. Use positive words in the active voice. Be sensitive to word associations, sarcasm, and offensive, non-inclusive language. Use repetition strategically. You don't want to be repetitive to the point of boring your audience, but you may use repetition strategically to strengthen key ideas. Leave these phrases at the door. Don't start your talk with, "Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Thomas." Whenever I hear that, I always wonder, what's your name for those who do know you? Simply say, "Good morning, I'm Thomas." Presenting visuals. Despite what Steve Jobs and others say, there are times when visuals are worth 1,000 words, giving them something to remember you by. Always give the audience a handout or leave piece, something to remember you by. This could be your business card, a relevant article, material that supports your presentation, or a paper copy of your presentation. If you leave a paper copy, consider including annotations, questions, or a place for notes. Include your name and contact information because this is a great networking strategy. Give handouts before your presentation. Some presenters distribute handouts before the presentation and reference them throughout. This approach is appropriate for a training session or a presentation during which you want the audience to follow along. A disadvantage may be that the audience reads the handout rather than listen to you. Give handouts after your presentation. Some presenters save the handouts until the presentation is complete. You may want to use this approach when the handouts include data that supports your presentation. The disadvantage here is that the audience doesn't have a chance to ask questions. Also, some may run out the door without grabbing it. Others may just stuff the handouts into their briefcases as they run out the door and never read them.